Do you love to travel and save money? Or do you wish you could travel but money is holding you back? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Families Fly Free podcast, where I show you how to fly your family free forever using my simple fly free formula. I'm your host, Lynn Mettler. My family of four has mastered the art of flying free as simply as possible since 2015, and I want to show your family how to do it too. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Families Fly Free podcast. I'm Lynn Mettler, the creator of Families Fly Free, the premier online travel community where we teach you my simple system to always fly for free using travel rewards. So this week, I just wanted to pop in with a shorter episode, and I just wanted to talk about something that I have noticed that is a commonality among our Families Fly Free members and amongst myself and our team. And that is that when it comes to collecting miles and points or collecting travel rewards amongst couples or travel companions, spouses, it almost always seems that one of the pair is really, really interested in collecting miles and points, and it's really a hobby, and they get really excited about it. They're super into it. They love the game of how much can I get for how little, and the other one, not so interested. So I bring that up just because I see that all the time, and it's totally normal if you have this situation in your household. It is just super rare that both partners are really into miles and points. And if that's the case, though, it can feel lonely because you don't really have anyone to share the things you've accomplished and how much you've saved and how many points you've been able to get, how many points you saved by, you know, booking this, that, or the other. And so many of our members tell us that that's one of the many things they love about Families Fly Free. And that's the ability to be surrounded with people who are just as into miles and points as they are, and who get just excited about all these little wins. And they understand how great it is, you know, how amazing it is. Whereas someone who's not dabbling in this can't fully appreciate how difficult something is or what an amazing deal you were able to score. And so, you know, that's again one of the many reasons that we created Families Fly Free is for to have a small community of similar people. And so our community gives members a really great place off of traditional social media. So our community is not on any of those main platforms that's open to the public. It's not on Facebook. It's not on Instagram. It's a private forum that we have inside of Families Fly Free. And it gives you a great place to celebrate those wins and just to get a virtual pat on the back, you know, from your fellow members when you have a big success. Because we can all appreciate that you just saved 10,000 points rebooking your Southwest flight, or that you saved $15,000 using travel rewards last year, or that you got one of our insider hacks to work like gangbusters and you can't believe it and you want to share it with someone. So among many things, Families Fly Free is kind of a travel support group, if you will. And if you're not part of Families Fly Free, of course, I would love for you to be. I think it's tremendously helpful place to learn how to simply and easily use travel rewards for maximum savings. But I encourage you to find some group to be a part of so that you can connect with people who have that similar interest as you in miles and points, because it can feel really lonely if you don't have someone to share that part of your life with, because it is really, really fun to share with others. What's nice about our community is that it's very small, not super small, but small, like compared to TripAdvisor or Facebook or Instagram or something, or any of these, you know, like Flyer Talk forums and those places. Those are just ginormous, filled with all kinds of people with different life experiences and different travel goals. So ours is a small and manageable community. So you're not bombarded by constant alerts. It's not overwhelming. The people are all flying the same way that you are. In other words, you're not hearing from people who, you know, flew two people in first class on Etihad Airlines, nor are you hearing about people who've got, you know, 25 credit cards in their wallet either. Instead, you're hearing from people who are like you, who like to keep it simple, who want to go a lot of places and bring their whole families with them. So you have the same goals and you can support one another in achieving those goals. And so beyond that, I just do want to encourage you to find some place where you can celebrate with others who have the same mindset and love miles and points. And then I did just want to offer a little bit of advice. If you do have a partner or a spouse who is not into travel rewards at all, or maybe even against it, they don't really understand it. And they may think it's scary or to have travel cards or a waste of money or a waste of time to dabble in this. So my husband was not interested in this at all either when I first got interested in it. And that is the case with so many couples that I talk to. Again, that's just super, super common for one of you to have looked into this and really be interested and understand the benefits. And the other one is not interested, so they haven't taken the time to really do their research and understand if it can be beneficial or not. So just on the surface, they're just writing it off as too good to be true. So if that's your situation, I just encourage you, because I've worked with so many couples who are like that and seen what evolution they have gone through to get where they are today, traveling a ton and saving a ton. So what I suggest you do is you present them with some real life examples of people who have made this work. And you'll find plenty of that right here on the Families Fly Free podcast. You can go back and listen to all the different success stories that I have shared on the podcast. And that's why I do that, because I want you to see how it works for all different types of people, but who do still have that same goal of flying their whole family, whether it be grandkids or it be their own kids, lots of places, you know, as much as possible. So I suggest that if you can get them to listen to one or two of those, or maybe you listen to it together while you're in the car, that is helpful. You can also try getting them, you know, have them express what their hesitations are and what questions they have about this that they're really unsure about, that's making them, you know, push the stop button on it, and reach out to someone who can give you an answer. And of course, I'm always happy to answer questions at info@familiestravelfree.com. So info@familiestravelfree.com. Or post in a community, or reach out to someone that else that you follow, that you trust, you know, who's doing the type of travel with travel rewards that you want to do, and see if they will address some of those hesitations and concerns. The last thing I would suggest, if neither of those things work, or they're not willing to do either one of those, is just to tell them, you know, that this is something that's important to you, that you really want your family to travel more, and you want to do it without adding cost to the family's, you know, regular expenses, or maybe even do it significantly less than what you're even paying now for travel. That travel with your family is important to you, and you want to make those memories before your kids or your grandkids leave home for good. And just ask them, you know, because it's important to you, can they trust you to just give this a go? And that if it doesn't work, you can always stop. But this is what I've seen work well for couples, is one just has to say, like, look, you got to trust me on this. I've done my due diligence. I really think that this is going to work and it is important to me. You know, can you let me give it a go? And that has been successful. So if they're open to letting you do that, ultimately, the spouse who's not sure about it is usually blown away by what you are able to save in just a short amount of time and where you're able to travel. And I know after we took our first trip doing this, my husband was sold. He still didn't want to be the one collecting the miles and points and all that, but he was definitely could see the value now. So it was definitely worth having a couple of travel cards. It was worth spending some time on because we were able to do things we'd never been able to do before. So make sure also that you're calculating what it would have cost you to do these things without travel rewards and share it with them so they can really see what a difference it's making. Like the hard numbers are key. And usually the spouse ends up getting on board in a big way. And again, they may still not be the one who are doing the points collecting, and they still may not celebrate with you when you save thousands of points or get a really good deal. You might still get an eye roll on that if you talk about it a lot, but they're usually plenty happy to enjoy the travels that you net as a result and the money that you're able to save without any more complaint. So that was all I wanted to share with you today. Just encourage you to find some support in your love of travel rewards. And just a couple of words of advice from what I have seen work for couples and in my own experience as well. If one of you is really into it and the other one isn't. So I hope that was helpful to you, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. If you're ready to fly your family free forever, I invite you to join my Families Fly Free membership. You'll learn how to stop paying for airfare throughout the U.S., Caribbean, and Europe so you can make those priceless travel memories before your kids or even grandkids leave home for good. And you'll learn it using my simple, proven formula that's helped hundreds of families. You can get more information at FamiliesFlyFree.com.